In a recent podcast, we listed four mood stabilizers that stand out in bipolar disorder. And today, we'll tell you how to dose one of them, lithium.
Welcome to the Psychiatric Times podcast. I'm Chris Aiken, the mood disorders section editor for Psychiatric Times. And I have with me today Kelly Newsom, a psychiatric nurse practitioner who also co-hosts another podcast with me, the Carlatt Psychiatry Report.
So, Dr. Aiken, how do you start a patient on lithium?
I start lithium very slow. This is a medication that is meant to work for the long term. It's not that effective for acute episodes, so there's no reason to rush it. Patients are often afraid of lithium. It has kind of a bad rep out there, which isn't necessary, because it's relatively well tolerated. For example, it has a chance of causing sedation around 1 in 28. Compared to 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 for most other mood stabilizers. It's also a little friendlier when it comes to weight gain and cognitive side effects than many of the other mood stabilizers. But if you start lithium too quickly, the patient's liable to stop it because of one big side effect, nausea. That's the one you need to prepare them for. Nausea shouldn't be a reason to stop lithium because it almost always gets better with time. So if you can just get your patient through that, whether it's using ondansetron or ginger tablets or taking it after food or raising the dose real slowly, it'll pay off in the long term. Generally, I'll start with 300 milligrams at night and raise it by 300 milligrams each week until I reach 900 milligrams, at which point I'll check the level. If the patient is on a drug that interacts with lithium, such as hydrochlorothiazide, or if they're older or frail or afraid of side effects, I'll start lower, cutting all of those doses in half. Of course, if your patient is actively manic or you're trying to keep them out of the hospital, you might go faster with this.
Do you give lithium all at night or twice a day?
Lithium is often dosed twice a day. But I think that's out of convention rather than science. Its half-life is 24 hours, so there's no reason to do that. And in a few long-term studies, patients actually had lower rates of renal problems if the lithium was dosed entirely at night rather than twice a day. It seems that the kidneys do better when they get a bolus of lithium at night rather than spread evenly throughout the day.
But what if you're using a high dose? Wouldn't you need to spread that out?
Well, first of all, the dose doesn't really matter in lithium, it's the blood level. So that is a good question, though. What if the blood level is high? Would we need to spread that out? Nobody knows the answer to that. But what I do is if the blood level is going above 0.8, I will spread it out and give a little bit of the dose in the morning. The reason is that we do have long-term studies where if lithium level is kept at 0.8 or below, there is much lower risk of renal problems. So we don't know for sure, but I'm hedging my bets and saying let's try to keep that level less than 0.8 throughout the day to save the kidneys.
Lithium comes in several forms. Instant release, lithabid, and escalith. Which one do you prefer?
Generally, I use lithabid, but each has its advantage. Lithabid and escalith are the extended released versions, and they're going to cut most of the side effects in half, so they're better tolerated overall. However, if the patient has constipation, that often improves with the instant release, whereas diarrhea and nausea tend to improve with the controlled release. Another reason you might use the instant release is if you're starting real low, like 150 milligrams. That dose only comes as an instant release. And escalith. I can't see much reason to prefer escalith over lithobid other than the tablet size, which does matter to patients. Most patients would rather take two pills than three, and since escalith comes as a 450, I'll often use two of those rather than three of the lithobids once they get to the dose of 900.
So once you get to 900 and you check the level, what levels are you actually looking for?
This is something we have a lot of research on, so there are good numbers to know here. The target level for lithium is 0.6 to 0.8 for depression as well as for the maintenance phase. You want to keep it in that sweet spot. If the patient has active mania, you should go up to 0.8 to 1.2, but you might want to bring it down after they've recovered, again, to save the kidneys. And children, by the way, require the same levels as adults, but if the patient is over 65, they might need levels that are 20 to 30% lower than the ones I just quoted for an interesting reason. In older age, the brain tends to absorb more of the lithium, so they actually get a good therapeutic effect at a slightly lower dose. Thank you for joining us. I hope you found these podcasts free of bias. I have no conflicts of interest to declare and have never received funding from the pharmaceutical industry.